many people assume that they would have stood up to their peers, to their pressure institutions, you know, that they would have seen through the propaganda, that they would have avoided Nazism, if they would have been, you know, accepted and, you know, doing well in the youth Hitler group, that, you know, they would have been climbing to the top of the rope and had all of those, you know, what is it? Approval of the social network. If you know that they, if they would have been fitting in with the Nazis and getting all of their approval, and you know had family members that were you know giving them advice and saying the things that they would have. Their mental capacities, they're smart enough, they would have, and they're independent enough, they would have stood up to all the social pressure that, and, you know, the groupthink and the echo chamber of Nazism, that they would have seen through all of that, you know, that they're good, and that they would have wanted to have been good, and that they would have seen the truth of how all of that stuff wasn't good, and they would have stood up and been the people that would have, you know, maybe even, you know, been in the underground and fought Hitler and brought it all down. But we've had philosophers going back thousands of years, and we have some of their writing, and we understand what it takes to be wise and to avoid peer pressure and to avoid groupthink and to avoid echo chambers. And we have this ancient Egyptian goddess named Maat, M-A-A-T. And she had a scale with that she would weigh pros and cons. And that kind of concept later on became the concept for Lady Justice, who was blindfolded. And she avoided her bias. And she sought to, you know, prohibit her internal preference for one side or the other, and she honestly just felt how the scale. And how do you feel a scale? You know, it tips one way or the other. And but how do you, if there's not, you know, pros and cons aren't real solid objects that you can weigh and feel their heft, you know, with gravity and mass. But so how do you feel the pros and cons, the relative strength of pros and cons, the mass of them, their weight, you know, through a logic and you know, it's the whole philosophy. It goes back thousands of years. But, you know, relying on individual wisdom, you know, we had this Western society, Germany, they had the writings of the philosophers. They had active philosophy departments in Nazi Germany, and you know, Hannah Arendt, is it Anna or Hannah? Anyways, she was mad. She's like, what purpose is there to philosophy if it doesn't help you see through Nazism? And the problem is that we're relying on individual wisdom in a social scenario where there's pressure and groupthink and trying to impress people around you. And this individual wisdom just doesn't work. The solution is to make our decisions outside of our social network, to construct, now that we have the internet, pro-con lists for important decisions that are outside of our social network. We can't keep track of what is logical and what is beautiful and what is good and what is going to result in. We can't keep track of that in our own mind. We all have meat that thinks, and we have emotion, and these emotions and confirmation bias and all of these things are swirling around trying to make us feel part of a group, and that just doesn't work. We can't make logical decisions with meat and emotion and adrenaline and confirmation bias. It just doesn't work. And we're going to keep having Nazis and communism and whatever Putin's doing if we keep making decisions in our meat and with our adrenaline and with our all of these chemicals swirling around within us. You know, all of the chemicals that get activated with confirmation bias. And when we root for our side and say how great our side is and how bad the other side is, it's just not working. It's never going to work. The only solution is for us to make decisions outside of a social network. And the only way that we can be exposed to the other side, the most pure way we can be exposed to the other side, is with reasons to agree and reasons to disagree. So the whole concept is this. We put reasons to agree and reasons to disagree, and we give them all scores based on their sub-argument scores, and those scores are based on their sub-argument scores. But we don't just have random scores and just throw them all in together and do the number of reasons to agree minus the number of reasons to disagree. No, we're going to be smarter than that. You categorize the pro-con arguments for each belief. And so you have one category is pro-con arguments that a belief has been verified. You know, so for instance, man caused global warming. To what degree has it been verified? And you have all of the times that it's been verified, and then you give them all scores, ranks, and those are based on categories. Was this a double-blind study? You know, how many times has it been replicated, independently replication on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you rank the replication? And then you have reasons to agree or disagree with each score. You know, is this a 10? On a scale of 1 to 10, as far as independence of replication? Or is this, a 3? Okay, and then how many times has it been replicated? You just count them. All right, so that's one aspect of truth, is whether something has been replicated and verified. You know, so there's truth that is measured by level of verification. And then there's also truth, which is semantic truth. And I'm not sure I'm saying that right, actually. But is it free from logical fallacy? And so, really, that's accusations of... there are a bunch of logical fallacies. And so, you have categories, and it's a drop-down menu. And you can say, this argument is using such and such logical fallacy. And you say, yes, no, it's not. Yes, it is. You have all the pros and cons. And then, each of those pros and con arguments have reasons to agree or disagree with them, as appropriate. And then, people are upvoting or downvoting. And, all right, so there's two aspects of truth. Has something been verified, and to what degree, and what is the quality of each individual verification, and relatively, how many times has it been independently high quality replicated? And then you also have scores, truth scores, based on is it free from logical fallacy. And then you have important scores. Well, what are potential cost benefits? And what are the likelihood of each cost? And then you click on the cost, and then you see reasons why it's likely and reasons why it's not likely. And then you click on all of those, and you can upvote them and downvote them. And then you can have a place that, you know, highlights places where experts agree or economists disagree. And then you can filter only by people who are verified economists or professors of economics. And you can do all sorts of crazy filters. And everyone can choose the algorithm that they like. And the community is eventually going to focus in on algorithm. You know, let's look at the experts, or let's not look at the experts, or let's look at, you know, reasons to agree and reasons to disagree. And how far should we look at, you know, a reason to agree with a reasons to agree is really also a reason to agree. But, you know, because it's two removed, should you divide it by two, or should you divide it by, you know, two thirds? Or, and a reason to agree with a reason to disagree is also a reason to disagree. And so, you know, there's all sorts of crazy weird math you could do, and we'll play around with it and let everyone, you know, turn the knobs for each decision and do the different math. So we have truth with two different aspects, and then we also have importance with cost, potential cost and benefits. And then relevance. Each argument can be true in and of itself, but not necessarily valid as a reason to support another argument. So let's say, for example, that the belief that global warming is caused by humans, that can be used as a reason to support, carbon tax. Or it can be, and it can also be used as a reason to support, cap and trade and all of these different things. But it needs a linkage score because it has its own independent score, but it also needs the linkage score. If it were true, would it necessarily support carbon tax? If it were true, would it necessarily support cap and trade? And there's reasons to agree or reasons to disagree. You know, just because there is man-made global warming doesn't mean you should support carbon tax if cap and trade is more efficient and vice versa. And so there would be more reasons to disagree with global warming as a reason to support something if there are other things that are more efficient. And so you have quantity and quality of reasons to agree or disagree with the linkage. So every argument will need its own linkage score based on if that argument were true and important, would it necessarily support the conclusion? And so every argument has a truth score. And what is the truth score made up again of? Verification and free from logical fallacy, and it needs an importance score. What is the importance score based on? The importance score is based on the likelihood of important cost or benefits, and it also needs each argument needs a linkage score. And what is the linkage score based on? Well, you have pros and cons for each linkage. And so the linkage score is based on, you know, the performance of the pros and cons and the upvotes and the downvotes and all of the other math that we're going to work on to get this framework working. Okay, so that's it.